The unit has been described as part Mission Impossible, part Desperate Housewives.
You do not tell your mother, your best friend, your priest, what your husband does.
I need to talk to someone.
Would you like to talk to the chaplain?
What denomination is he?
He is the unit chaplain. He's your denomination now.
Please take those boxes away. I'm not living here. I'm free to live off base if I choose. Army regulations state.
You aren't in the army. You're in the unit.
Here to talk with us about the new CBS series is actor Dennis Haysbert and real-life military man Eric Haney, one of the program's producers. They join us now from NPR West. Welcome, gentlemen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Dennis Haysbert, you're not new to this genre, having played the president in the series 24. In the unit, you play Jonas Blaine. He's the commander of this elite anti-terrorist strike force. What do you think the appeal is for this kind of drama?
The appeal for me would be that you finally have a show that offers the audience an explanation for what goes on and what is going on presently in the world. It makes the public feel safer. And I think it also helps the American people understand what the wives, sons, and daughters, and girlfriends go through when their men are in combat. And it makes you think about how they're deployed.
Let's listen to a clip of Jonas Blaine in action.
You two with your shotguns on my command. We're going to take down that plane. Sniper team, you are to approach from the north. I count a minimum of 3 spotters. When you neutralize them, you are to break squelch 3 times.
Now, not exactly the Allstate man, but still, you have this very reassuring, calm presence, even during this is a hostage crisis here.
Well, I think that's the way these men are trained. They train 24/7, and they're trained to be calm. They're trained to be calmer than their foes. They're trained to be deadlier than their foes, should they have to be. I would go a step further and say they're trained to be more compassionate.
Eric Haney, let's bring you in on the conversation. You are a retired command sergeant major. Screenwriter David Mamet read your book, Inside Delta Force, the story of America's elite counter-terrorist unit, and was inspired to create this TV drama. Is the unit the Delta Force? Is this real?
No, it's a fictional representation of a counter-terrorist organization. So, somewhat real, a great deal real. We never say Delta Force. I didn't want to do that because I didn't want to pin us down to a certain configuration.
Are you even allowed to be talking about this? I mean, I'm wondering at some level, do you worry that putting this out there for everybody to see is somehow revealing secrets that could put the people who do this in real life in danger?
No one knows better how to hide the things that need to remain hidden than those of us who have practiced this life and grown up in it. And in my case, one of those who formed this organization.
So, Dennis Haysbert, I'm guessing that you have never crawled through the jungle with a machine gun in real life. Am I right?
That would be correct.
What did you do to prepare for this role? How did you become Jonas Blaine?
This may sound a little funny to you, but I think I channel. And I think most actors do channel their characters. I mean, some kind of entity somewhere along the line enters you. It enters me by way of reading Eric's book and speaking to Eric. All of a sudden, there are things coming out of me that after I finish shooting them, I have to go back home and sit on the lawn and have a good cry out of it and just sort of release it.
Because this man's job is basically killing.
It's killing when
he
has to.
And making sure your own people don't get killed.
Yes, and making sure, you know, this, it's a family, it's a brotherhood. The actors on this show, especially the men, have bonded in a way that I've never bonded on another show. The women as well, I care deeply for the women that are in the show because they are the mates of my men, whom I care deeply about. It's very strange. It's kind of surreal, actually.
What do you think makes it that way?
Just the nature of it. I've never seen anything like this on television, and I've never played a character like this on television. The closest that comes to this is the family relationship I had on 24. It was the first time anyone's ever seen a African-American president in a 3-dimensional role with a life, with children, a wife. the same is true for the unit. So this is all virgin territory. And during the course of this 13 episodes that will be aired, you'll see me driving all kinds of different things. You'll see me using all different types of weapons. You'll see me in situations that you would not want to ever be in.
You know, this is a very serious topic. And I'm wondering, Eric Haney, how you navigate trying to do something that's relevant and believable without, you know, alienating viewers when you start to talk about something as touchy as, say, the politics behind this kind of work, covert operations carried out on order of the U.S. government.
I don't think we're going to have much difficulty with that, and I believe it all goes to intentions. My intent is to demonstrate the human cost involved here. Almost always, and particularly in television, when you see the depiction of violence and killing, it's like throwing out a sack of trash someplace. I don't care how right you may be in inflicting violence on another human being. You pay the price for it. You may not pay right then, but the scars that are placed on your soul will eventually have to come off, or you will no longer have equilibrium either mentally or emotionally as a human being.
There's an episode that we watched that involved training these men for this mission. And it was very painful to watch because part of that training involved enduring torture. And it made you think about, okay, at the hands of my own government, these men who are out there protecting me are being put through this. And it just left you with this awful feeling.
This is a requirement. Special operations people undergo a course called SEER, Survival, Evasion, Resistance, Escape. Basically, it's to teach you how to handle yourself should you become a prisoner. There's absolutely nothing pretty about it. In fact, we didn't depict 5% of what actually takes place in that course. So maybe what we can do with this, if we believe that it's wrong when that sort of thing is done to our people, then I'd like the American public to think just a bit, isn't it also wrong if we do it to someone else?
Aren't you crossing the line into politics there?
I have no belief whatsoever that that's politics. We're talking, again, about humanity. No political party, no political entity, no country owns that.
It left me wondering, why would somebody even want to fight for a government after being put through that?
They don't put us through it. We do that for ourselves. We do that to make us more capable. No one forces you to do that. You know, the men who do this are the same kind of men who do any other profession and do it to the pinnacle of their capability. These are the men who are the professional athletes of the military world.
And sometimes they rub up against other government officials the wrong way. I'd like for us to listen to a clip now.
Where do you think you're going?
I'm going to take down that plane. And I've got my best man in the woods. So if you give me up, he will come down afterwards and shoot you dead. You, and you. Panic. The rest of you, come with me.
It's one of my favorite lines.
So there's a lot of talk about working with David Mamet. He's known more for his plays and movies than for TV, but this series clearly bears his trademark Mamet speak. Would you like to describe for our listeners, Dennis Haysbert, what Mamet speak is?
I don't know if I can define what it is so much as how it makes me feel and what it's like to say these words. It is a freedom that comes over you. There is almost a visceral thrill to be able to say the words that he has because they mean so much. They pack a lot of strength, a lot of description, a lot of what these men feel.
Why do you think the critics have compared you to Desperate Housewives?
I think they had to compare us to something. You know, they had to say, well, what is this thing with the wives? Because I think if you put these women with the women of Desperate Housewives, oh, there'd be no match.
Yeah. Might be kind of scary.
It would be very scary.
And you must compare and contrast to the things you know. If someone asked me, what does iguana taste like? Well, I'll have to tell you it tastes like chicken because you don't know what iguana tastes like, and that's the only way I can explain it. But I also believe the reason that shows of this type have never succeeded is because of the cartoonish portrayals. Our second episode that ran, my favorite part of that episode are the women in the street nattering about a failed delivery of furniture, and a sedan comes down the street in the military neighborhood. And every military wife, every army wife knows this one. As that sedan passed, it was the chaplain, the officer, and the driver who were going to a house to tell some poor lady her husband's dead. And when the women see that car go by, the nattering stops, and it's as though they're pulled magnetically, and they follow the car to the house. And there's not a member of the audience watching that who doesn't know, in some fundamental way, the impact of loss.
We do a lot of heroic things, and in some episodes you would think that we're supermen, but that is quickly dashed in another episode where we see the sacrifices that we have to make.
Now, in the episodes that we've seen, Sergeant Blaine never shows weakness, never misses a beat.
Oh, look closely.
Look closely.
When he's in his professional mode, he is absolutely at the top. But look at him afterwards.
Eric Haney is the technical advisor and a producer of the CBS drama The Unit, and actor Dennis Haysbert plays unit leader Jonas Blaine. Thank you both for speaking with us.
Oh, thank you, Debbie.
It was a grand pleasure.
To hear more from this interview and see a clip of The Unit, go to our website, npr.org. That's All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Debbie Elliott.